President Ahmadinejad says the West could not break Iranian nation's will. Foreign Minister Mottaki tells U.S. to stop lecturing Iran on its nuclear program. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome back to Aynan English News with me, Reza Mohajer, and the rest of the team. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stated on Thursday that the U.S. and its allies have failed to break the will of the Iranian nation in the dispute over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. Speaking at a meeting of prominent clerics in the central city of Qom, the president said that Iran's foreign policy was based on Islamic values and principles, and therefore the West would not succeed in breaking the nation's will in the dispute. He said the world powers would fall apart like dominoes and that Iran's resistance was finding more and more support in world circles. The president said the ruling powers have used up all their capabilities in the nuclear dispute but could not break the will of the Iranian nation. Iran has time and again stressed that it will not back away from its peaceful nuclear program, saying the country is entitled to the nuclear right, as stipulated in the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, to which Iran is a signatory. Now, the Islamic Republic of Iran also voiced readiness on Thursday to negotiate over a new package of proposals put forward by the West. Foreign Minister Mottaki told news conference in the Ugandan capital of Kampala that a 5+1 group should also take a serious look at Tehran's own proposals. Speaking on the sidelines of the 35th Foreign Ministers Summit of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Mottaki said the Islamic Republic has informed the concerned countries of its readiness to negotiate. He also said the United States should stop lecturing Iran on its nuclear program.
We will consider this package, and as they have said that they are considering the package which we have offered in details, and then after completion of our consideration, we will prepare our answer to the other side. America is not in the position to be happy or unhappy with our nuclear activities to produce energy for peaceful purposes, because America is the first country which used nuclear weapons and killed more than 150,000 of the people in Japan. America is the country which is even now tasting the third, fourth, or fifth generation of the nuclear bomb. Such a country is not in the position to instruct the other nations to have nuclear energy or not. Development
in our country. Iran's representative to the International Atomic Energy Agency has emphasized that Tehran will continue its full cooperation with the UN Nuclear Agency. In an interview with the Qatari Al Jazeera news network, Ali Asghar Sultania stressed that Iran is completely committed to its international obligations and it has undeniable right to gain access to nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Sultania underlined that there is no reason for pressing Iran and forcing it to relinquish this legitimate and legal rights. He said Iran fully cooperates with the IAEA and calls on all parties involved to the negotiating table for unconditional talks.